Today I would like to share on why God leads us through difficulties.
今天我想交通为什么神要让我们遇见困难。
And what is God's purpose in allowing us to go through these difficulties?
神的目的让我们经过这些难处是什么？
I want to first consider this using Psalm chapter 23.
我们先看诗篇23篇。
And this is a psalm that we're all very familiar with.
这是我们非常熟悉的一个诗篇。
And so we see in verse 2 that if God always makes me to lie down in green pastures, always leads me beside still waters, wouldn't that be so good?
假如主常把我们让我们躺在青草地上，领我到可安歇的水边，这不是很好吗？
But why is it that we still need to go through verse 4? Why do we need to pass through the valley of the shadow of death?
但为什么我们还要经过第四节，要经过那个死荫的幽谷呢？
So why do we have to go through these difficulties in life?
为什么我们需要经过这些难处？
And can we see that throughout the good times and the difficult times that our Lord is still our shepherd?
我们能不能看见无论是好是坏，我们主永远是我们的牧人？
And so I want to start by saying that it is because the Lord loves us that He allows these things to happen to us.
我首先想交通的是，是因着主爱我们，他才允许这些事发生在我们身上。
The Lord sees that we need to grow.
我们主看见我们需要成长。
Because one day we will reign with Christ.
因为有一天我们是与主一同掌权。
One day we will be His bride.
有一天我们是成为主的心腹。
In order to be this, we must be mature Christians.
因着这样，我们必须要成为一个成在生命里面成熟起来。
Let us look at our schooling, our education.
我们看我们的学校，我们的教育。
If we were never pushed to learn something new, we would never grow.
假如我们不是要学一些新的东西，我们永远不会成长。
You cannot be in college and still learning elementary school level topics.
我们不可能在大学我还学着小学的东西。
Or when we think about exercise,
当我们想着我们锻炼，
you have to gradually add more weight, increase the difficulty to get stronger.
你要慢慢的增加一些重量
to get stronger.
来让你更强壮。
And so we often see in our life that is when we are most challenged.That we have the most growth.
我们看见，其实当我们遇到最大难处的时候，其实反而是我成长最快的时候。
And the same is true of our spiritual life.
我们属灵的生命也是一样的。
The Lord knows what we need for us to grow.
我们的主知道我们需要什么来成长。
Because we cannot remain babies in Christ.
因为我们不能在主里面永远是婴孩。
So I hope that right away we can see the Lord is not bringing us through these difficulties just for us to suffer, but there is a purpose.
所以我们首先要看见的是，我们主让我们经过难处，不是让我们受苦，而是让我们能够成长。
He is not only tearing us down, but His purpose is to build us up, so build us up into mature Christians.
他不仅是要拆毁，他是要建造，让我们成为一个更成熟的基督徒。
And one aspect of this that I want to focus on is that these difficult circumstances will turn us back to the Lord.
其中一方面我想强调的是这些难处让我们转回到主的面前。
Let us turn to Jeremiah chapter 2.
我们翻到耶利米书第二章。
Jeremiah chapter 2 verse 13.
耶利米书第二章十三节。
Jeremiah 2:13.
耶利米书二章十三节。
For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewn themselves cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water.
因为我的百姓做了两件恶事，就是离弃我这活水的泉源，为自己凿出池子，是破裂不能存水的池子。
Our natural tendency is just to go our own way apart from the Lord.
我们天然的倾向就是走我的路，远离神。
And our natural tendency is to rely on our own strength.
我们天然倾向是依赖我天然的能力。
So I want to use this verse in Jeremiah to look at this matter.
所以我想用耶利米说二章十三节去看这个事情。
That relying on ourselves is like the broken cisterns that can hold no water.
靠着我们自己，就像这个不能存水的破裂的池子。
First, I want to share what is a cistern.
我想首先交通什么是池子。
It is a large container.
这是一个很大的容器。
And it is used to be filled with water.
它是用来存水的。
And so, I want to share three points about these cisterns.
我想在这个池子上交通三个点。
First, it says here that they are hewn, which means they are made by man's hand.
首先第一个它是凿出来的，所以它是用人的手造出来的。
It is very different from a fountain which occurs naturally.
它跟泉源是天然的不一样。
So we need to see that this is by man's hand, man's way. It is not God's way.
所以这是通过人的手，人的方法，不是通过神的手。
Second, we see that a cistern is just to contain water. There is no flowing water.
然后我们也看见这个池子是要存水的，里面没有活的流的水。
I saw pictures that a cistern can be very large, as big as a room, but its purpose is to store water.
这个池子可以很大，大的像一个房间一样，但是它只能用来存水。
So there is no flowing water. The water is stagnant and stale.
没有活的水，那个水是停滞的，是陈旧的。
And third, we see here that the cistern is actually broken.
并且这个池子是破裂的。
Not only is there no flowing water, but it's broken. It can't hold any water.
不仅没有活的水，并且它是破裂的，不能存任何的水。
The Lord shows us here that man tries to replace the Lord.
这里让我们看见人想用这个来代替主。
Man tries to replace the fountain of living water by making our own cisterns.
人要用手凿出来的池子代替神活水的泉源。
But the Lord is trying to show us that in fact, these cisterns that we are making are broken and cannot hold any water at all.
让主给我们看见我们手凿出来的池子是破裂的，不能存任何的水。
That all our efforts are useless because it's broken.
我们任何的努力都是没用的，因为这个是破裂的池子。
And so,One other thing the Lord says is that it is not only just a mistake to rely on ourselves, but here it says it is an evil.
主不仅说靠着我们自己是个错误，主还说这是一件恶事。
The Lord says, My people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me.
这里说我的百姓做了两件恶事，他离弃我。
They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and trusted in themselves and made for themselves cisterns.Broken cisterns that can hold no water.
他离弃我活水的泉源，反而是相信自己，相信自己用手凿出来的池子。
So we are those who belong to the Lord.
我们是属主的。
But yet we have forsaken the Lord and turned to rely on ourselves.
但我们离弃主，我们倚靠自己。
We would rather eat the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil than eat the fruit of the tree of life.
我们宁愿吃分别善恶树上的果子，而不吃生命树上的果子。
And we continue to rely on ourselves instead of relying on God because we have so much natural strength and ability.
我们是一直的依靠自己，而不是依靠主，因为我自己有很强天然的能力。
And Brother Benjamin shared last week that we need to recognize the Lord in our lives.
伟学弟兄上周给我们交通，我们需要在生活中认出我们的主。
But often in our daily lives, we fail to recognize him.
但其实在我们日常生活中，我们没有办法把主认出来。
Because rather than trusting in the Lord, we are just trusting in ourselves.
不是相信主，而是相信我自己。
And because if we did turn to the Lord, then perhaps he would not need to give us such great difficulties.
我们想，假如我不是转向主，可能主都不会给我这么大的困难。
Because the Lord can give us these smaller difficulties and we can already turn to him.
因为假如主给我们小的困难，其实我们已经应该要转向主了。
But because of our natural strength can carry us through, we don't turn to the Lord.
但因为我天然的能力太强了，把我从主面前拿走，所以我就回不到主面前。
And eventually the Lord will give us circumstances where we have no way out.
所以主有时候给我们一些困难，让我们没有路可退。
We have to come before Him.
我们必须要来到主面前。
That the Lord brings us to the end of our way.
主让我们把我们带到我们的尽头。
And when we have reached our end, then we turn to the Lord.
当我们来到我们的尽头，我们转向主。
And when we turn to the Lord, I want to look at one thing that God's word says.
当我们转向主，我想看神说的一个事情。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
我们看哥林多后书第二章。
2 Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多后书十二章。
2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 9.
哥林多后书十二章第九节。
And 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 9.
哥林多后书十二章第九节。
And he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in weakness. And we'll just stop there.
他对我说，我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。我们就读到这里。
God does not promise that our lives will always be easy.
主从来没有应许我们的生活是容易的。
But what has God promised us?
但我们主给我们什么应许呢？
God has promised us that His grace is sufficient for us.
我们的主给我们应许他的恩典永远是够用的。
God's word clearly says this.
主的话非常明明白白的这么说。
But why does it feel that sometimes in our own lives and our circumstances that His grace does not appear to be sufficient?
但为什么有时候我们在生活中我们的感受是主的恩典不够用呢？
Brothers and sisters, we need to believe God's word.
弟兄姊妹，我们要相信主说的话。
We can never doubt God's grace.
我们不要怀疑主的恩典。
Because in fact, that is the attack of the enemy.
因为这其实是仇敌的攻击。
And when we consider what our Lord Jesus accomplished by his death on his cross, by the death on the cross and his resurrection,
我们要看主在十字架上死和他复活所成就的。
The work is finished.
工作已经完成
，not just to save us from hell，
不仅从我们从地狱中把我们救出来
，but to give us eternal life，
还给我们一个永远的生命。
And we have this life today，
我们今天就有这个生命。
This life is a victorious life，
这个生命是一个得胜的生命。
This life is victorious over Satan，
这个生命是胜过仇敌的。
It's victorious over all our circumstances，
胜过我们一切的环境。
So we can never doubt the effectiveness of God's grace，
所以我们不要怀疑。神的这个恩典
Just as we prayed at the Lord's table,
当我们在主的桌子面前祷告
His grace is effective to wash away our sins.
他的恩典够我们洗去我们一切的罪
And His grace is always sufficient for us.
他的恩典永远够我们用
His love to us is so great.
他对我们的爱是大的
And the life He has given us is so bountiful.
他给我们生命是丰盛的
So I hope, brothers and sisters, that we never say that God's grace is not enough.
所以我们千万不要说神的恩典不够用
Because His grace is always sufficient.
因为他的恩典永远够用
The issue does not lie with God, but the issue lies with us.
这个问题不在神的身上，在我这个人身上
We're going back to these broken cisterns to look for water.
我回到那个破裂的池子要找水
But of course, there's no water there.
但那里没有水
So we cry out to the Lord to fill our cisterns with more water.
所以我们向主呼求主啊，求你让这个池子充满水。
We ask the Lord to give us more grace here.
我们让求主给我更多的恩典。
But what is the Lord saying?
那我们主怎么说呢？
The Lord is calling us to come to Him.
我们主说回到我面前。
The Lord is saying, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
我们主说凡劳苦担重担的人回到我面前，我就让你得享安息。
The Lord is saying, don't rely on yourself.
我们主说不要靠你自己。
But come to me.
来到我面前
Because I alone am the fountain of living water.
因为只有我是活水的泉源
And only our Lord alone can give us joy and rest and peace.
只有主能给我们喜乐平安
So when we say we can't,
但我们说我不能
Indeed, you cannot, but God can.
的确我们是不能但主可以
And when we say we are weak,
当我说我软弱
Indeed we are weak But he is strong
的确我们是软弱的但主是刚强的
And so the Lord is bringing us to the circumstance To show to us that our cisterns are broken
主让我们经过这些事情其实要显出你的池子是破裂的
Because for so long we are still trusting in these And we don't realize that in fact they are broken And can hold no water
因为已经很长时间了我们还倚靠这些事情我们没有看到这是破裂的不能存任何的水
So our Lord is bringing us to himAnd to show that only He is the fountain of living waters. Only He has this joy and rest that we desire.
所以主让我们回到他的面前，让我们看到只有他是活水的泉源，只有从他才有喜乐、平安和安息。
So now I want to consider how should we pray in the times of these difficulties.
所以我们一起来看，在这个困难当中，我要怎么祷告。
I had a thought pop into my head when I was praying.
当我祷告的时候，我心里面有一个想法。
That once the Lord helps me through this difficulty, I can go back to my regular life.
假如主帮我通走过这困难，我就回到我平时的生活当中。
Perhaps some of you have also thought about it or prayed this way.
可能我们当中也有人这么祷告，这么想。
That I want the Lord to quickly lead me through it because it's so difficult.
我想主快快地把我带过这个困难，因为太难了。
And once I'm through it, then I don't have to be so stressed, I can relax.
把我快快带过，我就不用压力那么大，我就能够放松了。
But in fact, what I'm really saying is that I want to go back to a point where I don't need to rely on the Lord.
但其实我是想回到一个点，我不用再依靠主。
That I want to go back just to relying on myself because that's easy.
我其实想回到我就靠我自己，因为这是容易的。
But brothers and sisters, can we see that this is in fact a very evil and wicked prayer?
弟兄姊妹，我们看见这是恶的一个祷告。
Let's turn to James chapter 4 verse 3.
我们看雅各书四章第三节。
James chapter 4 verse 3.
雅各书四章第三节。
It says here that you ask and do not receive because you ask amiss that you may spend it on your pleasures.
你们求也得不着，是因为你们妄求，要浪费在你们的宴乐中。
So Here we see that when we are actually praying to the Lord, that I just want to relax, and it's actually saying that I want to just spend it on my pleasures.
我们看见这里说有人祷告，其实他只是想放松，他要回到他的宴乐当中。
That this is actually behind it. There's evil intent that I just want to go back, enjoy the world, enjoy the things that I like.
那其实背后有个恶的存心，我只是想回到宴乐中，回到享受世界当中。
But brothers and sisters, can we see that there is more that the Lord wants to show us in this difficulty?
但我们能够看见，其实主在困难当中要让我们看见更多的东西。
If only this matter is dealt with,
假如这个事情只是被解决了
，then we in fact have not gained what the Lord wants us to gain from this difficulty.
但其实我们没有得着。任何主想让我们得到的。
When we look at the time of the judges, it can be so frustrating.
我们看士师的时代是很令人沮丧的。
When there was a judge that ruled, they had peace.
当有士师的时候有平安。
Then the judge died.
士师死了。
And they drifted away from the Lord.
他们就从神面前远离神了。
Then the Lord gave them a difficulty.
然后神给他们困难。
Then the people cried out to the Lord.
百姓向主呼求。
They turned back to the Lord.
他们回到主面前。
And the Lord raised up another judge to deliver them.
主兴起另一个士师来救他们。
And then the cycle continues.
然后这个圆圈一直的在持续。
But brothers and sisters, is this not often what we see in our lives as well?
弟兄姊妹，这是不是我们所平时我们就是这么经历的呢？
We pray for this matter to quickly go away.
我们祷告让这个事情快快的结束。
But once it goes away,It's like we forget our Lord and then go back to how we were before.
这个事情解决了，我就把主忘了，我就回到我之前的生活当中。
If our prayer is only for this matter to go away so we can go back to our old life, this cycle will only continue.
假如我的祷告就是主解决我这个事情，我回到我之前的生活当中，这一个循环是一直持续的。
And we will see that we will have gone through this difficulty in vain.
我们看见我们白白的受苦。
Because at most, we will only gain a small experience about how the Lord helped us.
因为最多我们就经历一点点主怎么帮我。
But in fact, the Lord has so much more that He wants to reveal to us.
但主其实有更多的想要给我们看见。
But you missed it.
但我们错过了。
And this is a very big miss.
这是一个大的错过。
However, if we are able to pray differently,
假如我们能够不同的祷告
If we are able to pray that in this difficulty, Lord, I want you to draw me closer to you.
假如我祷告说主啊在这困难中让我与你更亲近
Then we will have an experience like Job's.
那我们就能够像有约伯一样的经历
He said, in the past I heard of you, now I have seen you.
他说我从前风闻有你如今亲眼见你
And so then we can say, in the past I only had head knowledge, but now I understand.
我能说从前我只有头脑的知识现在我心里面明白了
I have a deeper understanding of God's love for me
我心里对神的爱有个更深的明白
See God's purpose for me
我看见神在我身上计划
And I have more faith in him
我对他更有信心
I can trust in him more
我能够更加信靠我的主
So each time the Lord answers prayer it should draw us closer to him
每次我们主答应我们祷告应该是让我们与主更加的亲近
It should not bring us back to where we were before
而不是把我带回到我之前的样子
But this depends on our prayer
但是看完全取决我们怎么祷告
Are we praying to draw near the Lord
我们是祷告我要亲近主呢
Or are we just praying that this difficult circumstance will quickly go away
我还是祷告说这个难处快快的过去
And this will lead to two drastically different results
这个会有两个截然不同的结果
So I thank the Lord that he gives usall these opportunities to turn back to him.
我想主给我们这些机会让我们回到他的面前。
And I just want to look at one more thing.
我想再看一件事。
That the Lord is coming back very soon.
就是我们主快回来了。
And I want to look at the story written in Matthew chapter 24.
我想看在马太福音24章的一个故事。
This is recorded in Matthew chapter 24 verse 45 to 51.
马太福音24章45到51节。
Matthew chapter 24 verse 45 to 51.
马太福音24章45到51节。
We will not read this, but this is a parable that speaks of the faithful servant and the evil servant.
我们不会读这段圣经，但我们知道这是一个比喻，讲到恶的仆人跟忠心的仆人。
Brothers and sisters, do we see that the Lord is returning very soon?
弟兄姊妹，我们看到主很快就回来吗？
When we see the signs, these natural disasters, earthquakes, diseases, wars, and the way of the world,
当我们看见一些情况，有地震，有自然的灾害，
These all point that to the Lord's return is very near.
其实这都指向一件事情，主快回来了。
And we don't know how many more opportunities that we have.
我们其实真的不知道我们还有多少机会。
So may we grab hold of every opportunity.
所以让我们抓住这些机会。
Because the Lord is actually using these difficulties to prepare us for His return.
其实主用这些困难让我们预备迎接他的回来。
So are we those who are awaiting His return?
我们是不是等候主回来的人？
Or are we those who are afraid of His return?
我们是不是惧怕主回来的人？
We read here that there is a faithful and an evil servant.
这里面有忠心的仆人，有恶的仆人。
I want to ask, are we this evil servant who is just doing what we want?
我们是那个恶仆吗？我们就任意妄为吗？
We think that the Lord is delaying so I can still live my life how I want.
我们想主的回来肯定是延迟的，所以我就按着我想要的生活来生活。
Are we the faithful ones who are doing His will?
还是我是那个忠心有见识的仆人，按着神的旨意服侍他？
Although we may not be as the evil servant, it says here that he beat his fellow servants and he was getting drunk.
可能我们不像那个恶仆，我们打同伴或者喝醉。
But if we are very honest with ourselves, many of us are just like this evil, wicked servant, just pursuing the pleasures of the world.
但其实我们相对诚实，我们其实就像这个恶仆，我追求世界上的享乐。
And in the process of pursuing these things, we forget that the Lord's return is so near.
在这个追求过程中，我忘了神的回来很接近了。
But I thank the Lord that He has mercy on us.
但感谢主，主对我们有怜悯。
So He gives us these difficulties as a warning to us.
主给我们这些难处是给我们警告。
The Lord is warning us, telling us to repent and turn back to Him.
主是给我们个警告，给我们提醒，要回到他的面前。
That there is not much time left. Grab hold of this opportunity.
时间不多了，要抓紧这些机会。
So that before the Lord, we have the opportunity to repent.
在主面前有我们有回头的恩典。
And that we can be that good and faithful servant when He returns.
我们能够成为忠心有见识的仆人，迎接他的回来。
So I want to conclude my sharing by saying that may the difficulties we go through not be in vain.
所以我想总结我的交通，愿这些难处不是白白经过的。
May we not only want these difficulties to get over with,
而不是这些难处就随便的就这么经过。
But may we draw near to the Lord in these difficulties.
愿我们向着主，能够与主更亲近。
And when we encounter these difficulties, we should not be discouraged and knocked down.
当我们遇见这些难处，我们不要灰心，不要被打倒。
We should not doubt God's love for us and fall to the attack of the enemy.
我们不要怀疑神的恩典，落入到魔鬼的诡计当中。
But in these times, we need to turn even more to the Lord.
反而我应该更多的转向主。
To experience and see that His grace is always sufficient for us.
要经历并且看到主的恩典永远够我们用。
That His strength is made perfect in weakness.
他的恩典在软弱的上面，在软弱人的上面显得完全。
That we need to turn away from these broken cisterns in our lives.
我们从这个破裂的池子中，我们转离破裂的池子。
And drink from His fountain of living water.
而饮于他活水的泉源。
And we will see how abundant and bountiful His grace is.
我们就能看见他的恩典是多么丰盛，多么足够。
This is written in God's word.
这是在写在神的话语当中的。
And this is a reality we can also experience in our lives.
并且这是实际，我们能从日常生活中经历。
Because you and I have Christ's life in us.
因为你与我有神的生命在我们当中。
And so these experiences the Lord gives us are to build up our faith so that we can rely on Him daily.
这些情况是让我们能够每天靠着主而活。
God gives us these circumstances for a reason.
主给我们这些难处是有原因的。
Each circumstance is measured specifically for each and every one of us.
每一个难处是专门量过加给你的。
And when you go through this, our Lord has promised He will never leave you nor forsake you.
当我们经过这些，我们经历，主从来不离弃我。
And actually, it is all by God's mercy that He sees we are worthy to be trained up, to be built into mature Christians.
其实这是主的恩典，他的怜悯，看我们是值得被这么训练。
So although we may not know or understand why some difficulty is happening to us,
所以有时候我们不明白为什么这样难处发生在我身上。
But when we know it's God's will for us,
但我们知道这是主的旨意。
Can we say, even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight,that this thing happened to me.
我们能不能够说主啊父啊你的美意本是如此。
And lastly, I want to look at one hymn.
最后我想看一首诗歌。
It's Hymnary 391.
是诗歌391首。
And I'll just read a couple of verses to you. I think that just really touched me.
我想读一些诗歌里面的话，非常摸到我。
Hymn 391 is wrecked outright on Jesus' breast.
诗歌391首，破毁带我到主怀。
And so in verse 1, and I'll read the whole verse, it says, wrecked outright on Jesus' breast, only wrecked souls thus can sing. Little boats that hug the shore, fearing what the storm may bring, never find on Jesus' breast,All that wrecked souls mean by rest.
第一节，破毁带我到主怀，毁后如此唱出来。小船若是紧靠岸，生怕风浪的为患，难失在主的怀里，毁后所想的安息。
If we are that little in that little boat that is always hugging the shore, our life might not be that difficult.
假如我们是那只永远靠着岸的小船。
Our life might not be that difficult.
我们的生活好像是没什么困难的。
But we also won't experience the Lord in this deep and living way.
但我们就不能经历如此深、如此活的经历主。
Like the experience the disciples had.
像门徒们所经历的。
Jesus told them to cross to the other side.
主耶稣让他们到海的另一边。
And because they had Jesus in their boat, that...Jesus calmed the wind and the waves.
因着他们有主在船上，主平静风和海。
And we can also have this experience that I have Jesus in my boat, so I don't need to fear the wind and the waves.
我们也能够有这样的经历，因着主耶稣在我的船上，我就不怕风浪。
The Lord has told me to go to the other side, so we obey the Lord.
主让我们渡到另一边去，我就顺服主的话。
We follow the Lord wherever He leads us.
任何主任何带领我跟从
We discover how amazing our Lord is in this process.
我们就能够从中经历我们主是多么的奇妙
And then we can come to verse 4 in this hymn.
所以我们能够到这首诗歌的第四节
Verse 4 it says, Wrecked outright, 'twas purest gain, Henceforth other craft can see, That the storm may be a boon, That however rough the sea, God himself doth watchful stand, For the wreck is in his hand.
破毁成为我存意，其他行者要惊奇，像是残忍的摧毁，实是化妆的恩惠，毁后乃是在主手，由主自己来看守。
Thank the Lord that this wreck is purest gain.
感谢主，破毁成为了我的存意。
It is all a blessing in disguise the Lord has given us.
这是一个主给我们化妆的祝福。
And I like how wreck is in quotes because you are not truly wrecked.But you are resting in the Lord.
我们看这个破毁是打了引号的，因为其实不是真正的破毁，因为我在主里面有安息。
Through the storm, our faith has increased.
经过风浪，我的信心被加增了。
And we have a deeper understanding of our Lord.
我对主有更深的认识。
So I hope, brothers and sisters, that whatever difficulty we are going through,
所以不管我们经过任何的困难
，that we will turn to our Lord.
我们转向主。
We'll see His grace is always sufficient for me.
我们看见主的恩典永远够我用。
And the Lord has a purpose in your life.
主在你的生命中他有个目的。
That you are not suffering in vain.
你不是白白受苦的。
But the Lord is building you up to be mature Christians.
但主要建立你成为一个成熟的基督徒。
So that one day you can reign with Him.
所以有一天你能够与主一同掌权。
So that one day you can be His bride.
所以有一天你能成为主的心腹。
That concludes my sharing.
我交通到这里。当几周前我在想交通什么的时候
，A few weeks ago when I was meditating on what I should share，
我想到的题目跟圣经节跟上周尾修交通的是一模一样。
The topic and Bible verse that I thought of is exactly the same as what our brother Benjamin shared last week.
尾修弟兄交通完之后，我跟他讲了这个事情。
After our brother Benjamin shared, I brought this up to him.
伟修说他想他交通的负担跟几周前韩孝弟兄交通的事主认识主是很相似。
And our brother Benjamin also mentioned that what he wanted to share is very related to what our brother Alex shared the previous week to know the Lord.
我说其实我想交通的也是很相似。
And I told him that what I want to share is very similar as well.
说我们好不好今天我们再来一同思想这个题目。
So how about we once again consider this topic today?
认定它。
to acknowledge him.
我们读两处的圣经。
Let us read two Bible verses.
第一处请翻到箴言三章五到六节。
Let us turn to Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5 to 6.
你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可倚靠自己的聪明，在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths.
第二个地方我们翻到马太福音第四章。
Next, let us turn to Matthew chapter 4.
马太福音第四章一到十一节。
Matthew chapter 4, verse 1 to 11.
当时耶稣被圣灵引到旷野，受魔鬼的试探。他禁食四十昼夜，后来就饿了。那试探人的近前来对他说，你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。耶稣却回答说，经上记得说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterward he was hungry. Now when the tempter came to him, he said, If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
魔鬼就带他进了圣城，叫他站在殿顶上。对他说，你若是神的儿子，可以跳下去，因为经上记得说，主要为你吩咐他的使者，用手托着你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。耶稣对他说，经上又记得说，不可试探主你的神。
Then the devil took him up into the holy city, set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written.He shall give his angels charge over you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Jesus said to him, It is written again, You shall not tempt the Lord your God.
魔鬼又带他上了一座最高的山，将世上的万国与万国的荣华都指给他看，对他说，你若俯伏拜我，我就把这一切都赐给你。耶稣说，撒旦退去吧，因为经上记得说，当拜主你的神，当要侍奉他。于是魔鬼离了耶稣，有天使来伺候他。
Again, the devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, All these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me. Then Jesus said to him, Away with you, Satan, for it is written, You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve. Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him.
上周我们弟兄跟我们交通，认定他有三个方面。
Last week our brother shared that there are three aspects of acknowledging him.
认出他，认识他，还有认定他。
That we need to recognize him, know him, and lay hold of him.
第三个方面，认定他。
This third aspect, laying hold of him.
就是不仅是认出他，认识他，还要抓住他。
It is not only recognizing him and knowing him, but is grabbing hold on him.
特别在震动的时候
especially in times of shaking,
在不明和疑惑的时候
in times of uncertainty,
在风浪当中
in the storm,
在很多事情要让我们转走我们注意力的时候
and in times of where things will turn our eyes away,
在压力和困难当中
under pressure and difficulties,
在软弱和需要的时候
in weakness and in need,
主的话说我们要认定他。
The word of the Lord tells us that we need to lay hold of him.
特别在风浪中，我们认定什么，抓住什么，非常的重要。
Especially in the time of the storm, it is very important what we are holding on to.
不是说我平顺的时候，我就不需要认定主了。
It is not that when things are going smooth that I don't need to hold on to the Lord.
而是我认定什么，通常是在有风浪的时候显出来的。
But that it is revealed what I hold on to during the storm.
就像一艘船在水面上。
Just like when a boat is on the water.
风平浪静的时候是看不出这艘船有没有把锚抛下去。
During peaceful times, it is not clear whether the boat has actually cast down its anchor.
但是当风浪来了
But once the storm comes,
就显出它有没有把锚抛下去。
It is clear whether this boat has cast down its anchor.
并且这个锚抛得有多稳。
And how firm this anchor is.
当我在思想这些圣经的时候
When I was considering these Bible verses,
本来我只是想把认出他抽出来作为一个题目
I just wanted to take knowing him, recognizing him as a topic.
但后来我发现这些圣经的背景非常的重要
But I found that the context of this is very important.
因为认定他是放在道路 跟走道路这个背景下讲的。
Because recognizing him talks about the way and walking on the way.
我们提到道路，我们通常想这是年长弟兄需要考虑的问题。
When we speak of the way, sometimes we think this is only a topic that elder brothers need to consider.
或者一些属灵的名词。
Or these are just some spiritual terms.
但是当我把自己发生在我身上的事情串起来，
But when we connect the dots for all our personal experiences,
当我把我每次遇到事情我的反应串起来，
And when we connect the dots how I react to my experiences,
把我所做的决定把它们串起来，
And connect the dots on all the decisions that I make,
我发现这就是我走的道路。
I see that this is the way that I'm walking.
一个人经过事情的时候，他是什么反应的？
What reaction does a person have when they're going through a circumstance?
他是怎么做决定的？
How do they make decisions?
反映出这个人心里面到底是认定什么？
It shows what this person holds on to.
所以一个人或者一个团体，他可以不讲道路。
So when an individual or a gathering may not speak about the way,
可以不注重道路。
They mayneglect the way.
甚至不清楚道路。
They may be unclear about the way.
但是离不开道路。
But they cannot leave the way.
我记得有一年夏令会，年长弟兄跟我们交通。
I remember one time in retreat, a brother shared with us.
他在默想诗篇第一篇的时候。
When he was meditating on Psalm chapter 1.
诗篇第一篇说，耶和华知道义人的道路，恶人的道路却必灭亡。
Psalm chapter 1 verse 6 says, For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish.
我们弟兄交通说他思想这个圣经，诗篇第一篇就已经讲到道路了。
Our brothers meditating on the psalm, and the very first chapter already speaks about the way.
如果道路错了，走不到从第一篇走不到150篇了。
If the way is wrong, you can now walk from Psalm chapter 1 and walk 150 chapters to the end.
在诗篇和箴言当中常常提到道，提到路。
Many places in Psalms and Proverbs speaks of the way, speaks of the path.
提到脚步，提到行走，提到奔跑。
Speaks of footsteps and walking and running.
说这些圣经不是给我们放在桌子上或者挂在墙上。
So these verses are not just a plaque to put on our desk or to hang on the wall.
这些圣经是让我们行走时候用的。
But these verses are used for us to walk.
在撒母耳记下18章那里有个故事。
In 2 Samuel chapter 18, there is a story.
有两个人跑去给大卫报信。
There were two people who were running to deliver news for David.
然后陈塘向守望的人说，我看前头奔跑的那个人像是撒都儿子的跑法。
And the watchman said, I think the running of the first is like the running of Ahimaaz, the son of Zadok.
所以我们的跑法如何？
So how are we running?
我们走什么道路？
It depends on what way we walk.
别人是看得出来的。
Others can tell.
别人是能认出来的。
Others can recognize it.
我们可能刚开始聚会的时候感觉都差不多，大家开开心心的。
Maybe when we first start meeting, it seems about the same. Everyone is so joyful.
但是五年十年过去。
But 5 years pass, 10 years pass.
有人就不见了。
Some people are no longer come.
显出人心里到底在认定什么。
It reveals true condition what things you are holding on to.
也有人因着遇见主了。
And some people meet the Lord.
他心里面的认定被主摸到了。
And they are touched by the Lord.
他里面的认定被主改变了。
And within their acknowledgement changes.
他的跑法改变了。
And the way they run changes.
也有人从来没有起步走过。
And some people have never taken the first step to walk.
但不起步走也是一种道路，也是一种跑法。
But in fact, not taking a step is also a way of walking and running.
就像以色列人兜圈，这就是他们道路，他们的跑法。
Just like the Israelites circled in the wilderness, this was their way of walking and running.
所以当我们想到这些圣经太宝贵了。
When we think about this, these Bible verses are so precious.
如果没有这些圣经，
without these Bible verses,
我就不知道前面怎么走了。
Then I do not know how to walk forward.
我就迷茫。
Then I'd be lost.
我就任意妄为了。
And then I would be confused.
这圣经跟我们说
these Bible verses tell us,
当一个人行走的时候他会面对两个认定。
When a man walks, he will face two acknowledgments.
一个是认定自己的聪明。
One is acknowledge his own understanding.
一个是认定他。
And one is acknowledging him.
换句话说，
In other words,
认定我自己，
acknowledging myself
还是认定他
or acknowledging him.
我们觉得世界的吸引很厉害。
We think the world has such a strong attraction for us.
仇敌有很多试探。
And Satan has so many temptations.
但是花样再多。
But no matter how many choices,
我们看见归根结底就是我认定我自己还是认定神。
We see that it comes down to are we acknowledging myself or acknowledging the Lord?
在马太福音第四章里面。
In Matthew chapter 4,
当魔鬼三次试探主耶稣的时候
When the Satan tempted our Lord three times
魔鬼都是用你在中文圣经魔鬼都是用你来开头的
Satan tempts the Lord by starting if you every time
前两次是你若是神的儿子
For first time he says if you are the son of God
第三次是你若俯伏拜我
And the third time is if you will worship me
三次试探开头都是你你你
And so we see each time it says if you, if you, if you
魔鬼要试探主耶稣把主耶稣在父神身上的认定转移到他自己的身上
So to tempt our Lord Jesus the devil is switching the focus from Jesus acknowledging God the Father to Jesus acknowledging himself
转移到我是谁身上
Acknowledging who I am.
转移到我的需要身上
Acknowledging to my needs.
转移到我我我身上
Acknowledging to me, me, me.
转移主耶稣给我们一个榜样
And Jesus shows an example.
他是如何在一切所行的事上认定耶和华
That in all things, he acknowledges Jehovah.
第一个试探
So let's look at the first temptation.
是主耶稣在旷野禁食40昼夜之后身体处在很饥饿的时候
After Jesus had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry.
魔鬼进前来说你若是神的儿子可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。
The devil came and tempted him, saying that if you are the son of God, command these stones become bread.
大家有没有想过假如魔鬼这么试探你你会怎么回应
Have you considered if Satan were to tempt you in this way, how would you respond?
我想假如是我
If you were me,
面对仇敌我要刚强。
That in the face of the enemy, I must be strong.
我就跟仇敌说我不饿。
So I will tell the enemy, I am not hungry.
假如我们回答说我不饿。
If your response is, I am not hungry.
仇敌不会闭口无言的。
Satan will not be quiet and leave you.
他会继续问你。
He will continue to ask you.
你真的不饿吗?
Are you really not hungry?
你真的不难过吗?
Are you really not sad?
你真的不丧气吗?
Are you not distraught?
你觉得真的不紧张吗?
Are you not nervous?
你压力真的不大吗
You really don't have any pressure?
我们的主耶稣没有回答说我不饿
But our Lord did not respond, I am not hungry.
我们的主耶稣却回答
But our Lord responded in this way.
经上记得说人活着不是单靠食物乃是靠神口中所出的一切话。
It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
所以我们主耶稣给我们看见一个事情。
So our Lord shows us one thing.
不是我要否认我的困难和需要。
It is not that I am denying my need or my difficulty.
不是我压抑和掩饰我的困难和需要。
It is not that I am suppressing or avoiding my difficulty and my need.
而是在困难和需要时候我到底在认定什么。
But it is that in these difficulties, what am I acknowledging?
我是认定食物。
Am I acknowledging this food?
还是认定神口中所出的一切话。
Or am I acknowledging every word that proceeds from the mouth of God?
如果主耶稣吩咐石头变成食物，他吃下去了。
If God commanded these stones become bread and he ate this,
这个是不是犯罪呢？
Is this committing a sin?
不是的，没有问题的。
It is not sin. There's no problem.
但如果是这样，
But if this were the case,
这就是一条单靠食物的道路。
Then this way is the way that relies on bread alone.
在撒母耳记上28章当中
In 1 Samuel chapter 28,
它里面记载了扫罗去交鬼。
It records when Saul went to seek out the medium.
那里圣经写，他说他惧怕，心中发颤。
It records that for Saul, he was afraid and his heart trembled greatly.
当时扫罗心里真是迫切的。
That Saul was so nervous.
他真是有负担祷告的。
He has such a great desire and burden to pray.
他去求问耶和华了。
He inquired of the Lord.
但耶和华没有回答他。
But the Lord did not answer him.
所以他才偷偷的去找交鬼的妇人。
So secretly he went to the medium.
这里明明说扫罗求问耶和华了。
It clearly says here that Saul inquired of the Lord.
只是求问没用，耶和华没有回答我。
But it was of no use because the Lord did not answer him.
于是他才去交鬼的。
And that is why he went to seek out the medium.
但是在历代志上第十章里面。
But in 1 Chronicles chapter 10,
神对扫罗的判语是这样子。
What does God, the Lord say about Saul?
又因他求问交给了妇人，没有求问耶和华。
It says because he consulted a medium for guidance, but he did not inquire of the Lord.
所以在神的眼中，扫罗根本没有求问耶和华。
In God's eyes, Saul did not even inquire of the Lord.
因为扫罗认定的是 work 不 work。
Because what Saul acknowledged is whether this works or doesn't work.
不是认定耶和华。
It is not acknowledging the Lord.
当求问耶和华不 work.
And so when asking, inquiring of the Lord did not work.
不够快，不够有效率。
It was not effective enough. It was not fast enough.
不是石头马上变成面包。
The stone did not immediately turn to bread.
或者主没有按着我祷告的去成就。
Or the Lord did not answer according to my prayer.
没有解决我的困难和需要。
He did not deal with my difficulties and my needs.
还需要我去忍耐等候。
And he still needs me to wait before him.
我肯定不敢像扫罗那样去交鬼。
I would not be like Saul and go seek a medium.
但我是不是也有个试探？
But would I also have this temptation?
我就不再认定耶和华了。
I would no longer acknowledge the Lord.
我要认定一些能够 work 的方法。
I'm acknowledging the things that work.
这些方法可能是真的有用的。
These methods may truly work.
它不是犯罪的。
It's not sin.
是很通用的。
It's very practical.
甚至是非常有权威的。
And it works for us.
是讲得过去的。
And it is reasonable.
甚至是动之以情的。
And it can cause things to progress.
但是这是一个单靠食物的道路。
But this way is a way that relies on bread alone.
我想我们不要误会。
Let us not misunderstand this.
或者走一个极端。
And to walk on an extreme way.
我们的主没有否认说活着是需要食物的。
Our Lord did not deny the fact you need bread to live.
但是是不认定食物。
But you do not acknowledge this bread.
但我们通常说，哦，主说活着是需要食物的。
We say, oh, the Lord says we need to live, we need bread.
我们就容易把这些圣经改为活着也靠食物，也靠神的话。
So then we may twist this verse to say that man shall live by bread, also by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
但主不是说也的。
But the Lord is not saying also.
主是说不是乃是。
The Lord is saying not and then this.
假如是也。
If it were also and also,
那就是我要有我自己的聪明，也要有神的话。
Then that means that I need my own understanding, but I also need God's word.
我是信主的，我不敢说我不认定主。
I believe in the Lord. I dare not say that I do not acknowledge my word.
但同时我要加上一些我自己的聪明。
But at the same time, I need to add my own knowledge.
如果是这样，
if this were the case,
我们的认定就模糊了。
Then our acknowledging will be blurry.
我们道路就不正直了。
Then our way would not be straight.
我们主耶稣不是说也的。
Our Lord is not saying this also.
我们主耶稣说不是乃是。
Our Lord is saying not and but.
所以主耶稣说只有一个认定，没有两个认定。
There's only one thing you acknowledge. There's not two things you acknowledge.
在一切所行的事上只有一个认定。
And all things you acknowledge is one thing.
没有两个认定。
No two things you acknowledge.
仇敌不怕我们认定主的。
Satan is not afraid of us acknowledging our Lord.
但仇敌怕我们只认定主。
But Satan is afraid that we only acknowledge our Lord.
所以他说你认定主，但你又可以加上一些你的认定。
So Satan is saying you can acknowledge the Lord, but you also need to add your acknowledging yourself.
什么时候我们在认定主上再加上一些别的认定？
Whenever we acknowledge the Lord, but we add on acknowledging some other things.
什么时候多于一个的认定？
Anytime we add just one more acknowledgement,
我们道路肯定是模糊的。
Then our way will definitely be blurry.
我们在属灵上是没有路可以走的。
And in the spiritual way, we have no way to go.
第二个试探，
The second temptation.
主耶稣，魔鬼叫主耶稣站在殿顶上。
The devil told Jesus, brought Jesus to the pinnacle of the temple.
魔鬼说，你若是神的儿子，可以跳下去。
He said, if you are the son of God, throw yourself down.
为什么呢？
Why?
魔鬼在这里面用了个因为。
He says, he gives this reason, because.
这个因为是什么呢？
And what is this reason?
他说，因为经上记着说，神会吩咐他使者托住你。
It says, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you.
但这个因为是魔鬼真正的存心吗？
But this for, this because, is this Satan's real reason?
这个因为 是背后真正的原因吗？
Is this what Satan desires behind the scene?
不是的。
It is not.
魔鬼真正的存心是
Satan's true intention.
假如主耶稣跳下去了，
If the Lord jumped,
神吩咐使者把主耶稣接住，
And God sent angels to catch the Lord,
就有神迹奇事了。
Then the miracle happened.
就引起人注意了。
And it would draw people's attention.
就让人觉得很稀奇了。
And you would be so amazed.
我们有没有想过，有时候我们跳下去，我们真正的存心是什么？
But have we thought that when we jump, what is our true intention?
我的存心不是说我在急难中要求告耶和华。
Our intention is not in difficulties, I'm seeking the Lord.
或者我真的要经历主，真的要遇见他。
Or I really need to experience the Lord, I really need to meet the Lord.
而是那个弟兄跳下去被接住了。
But this brother jumped and he was caught.
那个姊妹不仅是跳下去的，还是飞下去的。
The sister not only jumped, but she flew.
现在轮到我了。
Now it is my turn.
我有个很大的试探。
I have a great temptation.
因着面子的原因。
Because of my faith.
In the peer pressure 的原因
Because of peer pressure
我逼着自己要往下跳
I forced myself, I have to jump
结果神没把我接住
But the Lord did not catch me
跳多几次其实我就瘫在地上我没办法起来走了
And if we jump a few more times then we will be paralyzed on the ground We cannot walk anymore
那有人说我们要真实要看圣灵怎么带领
And so some say we need to be true We need to see how the Holy Spirit leads
这绝对是好的
This is of course good
绝对是对的
It is right
像主耶稣没有否认仇敌所引用经上的话
and the Lord did not deny the words that Satan used
但是主耶稣看穿仇敌的存心
but the Lord looked through the devil's true intention
存心是什么呢
what is his true intention
存心可能不是真的要真实
it's not the truth
可能是我有罪我有爱世界心我没有对付
but there's a temptation that I have some sin I have not dealt with
我本来就没有想要来到主面前
I didn't even want to come to the Lord
我本来就没有想要跟从主
I didn't want to follow the Lord
或者说你们讲的都太绝对了
or all you speak about is too absolute
我都听厌烦了
that I hear so much that it annoys me
我都受不了了
that I can't bear it anymore
在提摩太后书第四章
in 2 Timothy chapter 4
他说时候要到
it says the time will come
人必厌烦纯正的道理
when they will not endure sound doctrine
或者这个人的存心
so this person's true intention
他里面他其实他没有一颗受教的心
they do not have a teachable heart
他其实里面已经有很多的不满很多的悖逆
there is a lot of dissatisfaction disobedience in their heart
就像亚撒龙心中已经有了不法的隐逸
just like in Absalom's heart there was the lawlessness
但是我们主耶稣看透魔鬼的存心
But the Lord looked through the devil's true intention.
所以我们主耶稣回答
So our Lord answered.
经上又记着说不可试探主你的神
Jesus said, it is written again, you shall not tempt the Lord your God.
我们主耶稣给我们一个认定
The Lord gives us an acknowledgement.
神的话不能脱离说话的神跟着我的存心走的
That the words we acknowledge cannot be separated from God who speaks the word and just go by our own understanding, our own intention.
就像大卫说约柜不能跟着我走
Just as David says, the ark cannot follow me.
什么时候神的话脱离了这位说话的神
Anytime that God's word is separated from the God who speaks,
脱离了这位生命的主
or separated from the God of life,
什么时候我不见基督荣华
and we do not see the glory of the Lord,
神的话就变成了字句
Then the word of the Lord just becomes these words
变成了阅读理解
It just becomes something that we need to understand
变成了难担的担子
It becomes a heavy burden to bear
所以主有个认定
And、so the Lord has acknowledgement
神的话不能脱离说话的神
That the word of the Lord cannot be separated from the God who speaks
我是要认定神的话来认定他
I need to acknowledge the word of the Lord to acknowledge him
我要 honor 主的话来 honor 我的主
I will honor the word of the Lord to honor him
从前有一位德国的弟兄他叫做、约翰班杰 John Bangle
There was a Dutch brother His name was John Bangle
他的学生曾经躲在他的房间偷看他是怎么读圣经的
His students once hid in his room to secretly look at how he read the Bible
发现他打开圣经他祷告说主啊这又是我们的一次欢聚
And they saw that when he opened the Bible he would start by saying Lord this is another time that I can happily meet you
如果一个人的存心是单纯的
If our intentions are pure,
他真的要遇见我的主，要经历我的主。
Truly want to meet the Lord and experience the Lord.
他要借着认定主的话来认定他。
And through the word of the Lord to meet him.
你发现这个人脚步是很轻快的。
You will find that the steps of this person are fast and light.
他里面是充满了乐意的灵的。
He's full of a willing spirit.
我认识一位姊妹，她是在国内信主。
I knew a sister who believed the accepted the Lord in China.
她信主之后，她就读初信造就。
And when she believed in the Lord, she read the new basic spiritual lessons.
初信造就第一篇就讲到受浸。
And the first chapter, it speaks about baptism.
她读完之后，她心里就有个很大的渴慕，想要受浸。
After she read this, she had a strong desire. She wanted to be baptized.
但是她那个聚会呢，是点水的。
But in her meeting, they only had sprinkling baptism.
所以当聚会有受浸聚会安排的时候，她就没有办法参加。
So when they had a baptism meeting, she was unable to participate.
她说主的话是这么讲的。
She says the word of the Lord says it this way.
主的话是浸下去的。
The Lord's word says you must be submerged.
她就有个很大的渴慕。
So she had a strong desire.
我受浸一定要浸下去。
She had a longing that I have to be submerged when I'm baptized.
别人可能都觉得你怎么那么麻烦。
And others might think, why are you being so difficult?
甚至带领的都有点不高兴。
Even the leading brothers were a little unhappy.
她就去打听哪里有聚会，受浸是可以浸下去的。
And so she was looking for a meeting that she could be baptized by submersion.
她就一直等到那个聚会有受浸聚会，她专门跑到外地去受浸。
And so she had to go elsewhere. She specifically looked for this meeting to be baptized with submersion.
的确是有不方便的。
Indeed, there was some difficulty.
受浸的时候身边也没有认识的弟兄姊妹。
And there were no brothers and sisters that she knew who were around.
但心中满了乐意的灵。
But there was such a willing spirit in her.
心中满了喜乐和感谢。
In her spirit, she was full of joy and thanksgiving.
我们追求主的时候，
when we pursue the Lord,
或者我们在困难中求告主的时候，
or when we seek the Lord in difficulties,
如果我不是因着一个强烈的认定，
if it is not with this strong acknowledgement,
我要遇见主，经历主，
that I need to meet the Lord, I need to experience the Lord,
而是我因着别的认定，
but I acknowledge something else.
我发现我每次都得逼着自己往下跳。
We find that we just force ourselves to jump.
苦上加苦，担子加担子。
That add difficulty to difficulty, burden to burden.
劳苦当重担。
That it is the burden so heavy laden.
劳苦当重担怎么办？
Then what do we do?
主说到我面前来。
Lord says, come to me.
我们弟兄跟我们交通。
Our brother shared with us.
他说脚现在旁边有一把梯子。
Imagine if there's a ladder next to you.
你要不要爬梯子下去呢？
Are you going to climb this ladder down?
很狼狈的。
It'd be very difficult.
很没面子的。
Yo, you would have no pride.
别人以为我要飞下去的。
People expected you to fly down.
现在我爬梯子下去。
But now you are climbing this ladder down.
但是我心里是不是有个认定？
But do I have this acknowledgement?
我要回到我主的面前。
That I come before the Lord.
我要认定，我要遇见这位又真又活的神。
That I acknowledge that I need to meet the true and living God.
第三个试探。
The third temptation.
魔鬼对主耶稣说，
The devil tempted the Lord by saying,
你若俯伏拜我，我就把万国和万国的荣华给你。
If you will fall down and worship me, all these things I will give you.
不知道大家有没有想过一件事情。
I don't know if you've ever considered this.
假如仇敌要把万国和万国荣华给你，你敢不敢要？
If the devil were to give you all the kingdoms of the world and all their glory, would you accept this?
假如是我，
if it were me,
我想要，
I want it,
但是不敢要，
but I dare not have it.
万国和万国荣华是不是太多了？
All the kingdoms of the world and all their glory, that's a little too much.
是不是 too much 了？
It's too much.
假如弟兄姊妹知道我有万国和万国的荣华，
if brothers and sisters were to know that I had all the kingdoms of the world and all their glory,
我万国和万国的荣华被年长弟兄看见了，
and the elder brother sees that I have all the kingdoms of the world and all their glory,
我万国和万国荣华车就停在外面，
and all the kingdoms of the world and all their glory, the car is parked outside,
我穿着万国和万国荣华的衣服来聚会，
and I wear the clothes of all the kingdoms of the world and all their glory,
我还怎么来聚会呢？
How can I come to meeting?
我待会怎么和弟兄姊妹吃饭呢？
How can I eat with brothers and sisters.
所以我们就有个想法。
So we have this thought.
我们说要不要商量一下？
Why don't we bargain?
Balance 一下。
Let's have some balance.
来聚会我要来的，我要属灵。
I want to come to the meeting. I need to be spiritual.
但是我也要恰到好处的荣华。
But I also want to have some of the good from the, or I still want some of the kingdoms and the world and their glory.
这个荣华要 the right amount, 要恰到好处的，要不影响我属灵的。
But it needs to be just the right amount that it doesn't impact my spiritual life.
我们商量一下 ，balance 一下。
Let's bargain a little. Let's have a balance.
Balance 一下。
Let's balance it.
壮年人去服侍耶和华。
That the strong will go serve the Lord.
妇人孩子羊群牛群留下。
The men will serve the Lord, but leave behind the woman and the little ones and the flock.
哇，年长弟兄不说不行。
But the elder brother says no.
再 balance 一下。
Let's rebalance it.
妇人孩子可以同去。
That the woman and the little ones can go with the men as well.
羊群牛群可以留下。
But leave your flock behind.
我记得我在学校面书要找工作的时候
I remember when I was studying in school and I was looking for a job.
学校会邀请一些学长学姐给你分享经验怎么找工作。
The school would invite alumni to share on their experiences of how they were able to find a job.
基本有一个问题每次都问的。
And there was a question that was asked every single time.
你们公司的 work-life balance 怎么样？
What is your company's work-life balance?
然后大家都很关注这个问题。
Everyone paid a lot of attention to this question.
公司也很着重怎么 present 这个问题。
And companies care a lot about how to present this topic.
为什么这个问题这么重要呢？
Why is this matter so important?
因为 life 我要 ,work 我也要。
Because I want life, but I also want work.
我们信主的也讲 balance, 也讲平衡。
But in our spirit, as Christians, in our spiritual life, we also speak of balance.
但这个平衡是说我们不要走极端。
But this balance is that we don't want to walk so extreme.
这个平衡不是让你又侍奉主又侍奉马门的。
That this balance is not you also serve God, you also serve mammon.
圣经里面的确有又有荣华又真的爱主侍奉主 的例子。
Indeed, there are examples of those who may have the king, the glory of the kingdom of the world and also follow the Lord.
但是他们的路不是靠怎么 balance 走出来的。
But their way was not by balancing these two things.
如果我说我要 balance, 我怎样有恰到好处荣华而我又能爱主。
If I want to balance, how I can have some of these kingdoms of the world and their glory, but I also want to be able to love the Lord.
这是世界的教导。
This is the teachings of the world.
这是世界的认定。
This is what the world acknowledges.
主耶稣不是这么认定的。
But the Lord does not acknowledge this.
主耶稣只有一个认定。
The Lord only acknowledges one thing.
单要侍奉他。
That I acknowledge that I serve him alone.
这是一个颠覆性的认定。
And this is overturning acknowledgement.
假如一个人的认定他没有被主颠覆过。
If in your acknowledgement you have never been overturned by the Lord.
这个认定没有抓住这个人的心。
Then, and this acknowledgement has not captured this person's heart.
这个人是没有办法起步走属灵的路的。
Then this person cannot take the step to walk the spiritual way.
这个认定也是个根基性的认定。
And this overturning is very foundational.
一个人继续走属灵的路。
To walk on the spiritual way.
就是这个认定所支撑的。
It is based on this foundation of acknowledging him.
什么时候这个根基动摇了？
Whenever this foundation is shaken.
什么时候这个认定动摇了？
Whenever this acknowledgement is shaken.
无论我之前多么刚强。
No matter how strong I was before.
现在我里面的人肯定是弱下去的。
Now for sure I am weak.
无论之前主的话觉得多么真。
No matter how real the word of the Lord was then.
现在肯定是觉得空洞的。
Now for sure I feel it is empty.
无论我之前跟主多么亲密。
No matter how close I was to the Lord before.
现在肯定是有阻隔的。
Now there is definitely a gap.
所以那问题不在于说万国和万国的荣华。
So the question is not on the kingdoms of the world and their glory.
不在于万国的。
It's not on the kingdoms of the world.
它是一国的。
It's not even on one kingdom.
一个公司的。
One job.
公司里面一个小组的。
That in one team in the company.
学校里面一个 program 的。
That one program in the school.
那关键是是不是认定当侍奉他。
But the key criteria is do we acknowledge that we only worship and serve the Lord.
即使我是一个只买打折东西的人。
Even if I'm just someone who buys things,
only buy things on sale.
Oh, I only buy things that are on sale.
我心里不是认定当要侍奉他的。
But if I do not acknowledge in my heart that I worship him and serve him,
在这里没有一点的意义。
Then there is no benefit here.
我读尼弟兄他亲 口述的见证。
I heard a brother Watchman Nee's testimony.
李弟兄曾经有一段时间病的基本就是要死了。
Brother Nee was once so sick that he was about to die.
但那时候还不到30岁。
He was not even 30 yet.
有一个很老练的他是个姊妹，他是个很老练的护士。
There was a very there was a very experienced nurse.
他去见主耶稣，他去见李弟兄，一见李弟兄他就哭了。
And when she was sister, and when she met Brother Nee, she cried.
他说我见过那么多病人，从来没有一个人像他那么可怜。
And she said, I've seen so many patients, but I have never seen one that is so pitiful as him.
那时候很多地方有很多人给李弟兄写信。
And many people wrote letters to our Brother Nee.
没有讲劝勉的话，
it was not words of encouragement.
都在责备弟兄，你没有好好爱惜身体。
But they were rebuking him, saying you did not care for your body enough.
但我们弟兄没有理会这些事情。
But our brother did not care about these things.
他也没有在那自省，说我到底犯了什么罪，神让我生病。
And he was not struggling. Oh, what sin have I committed that the Lord caused this illness to come upon?
或者我怎么祷告，我怎么做，神医治我
？Or what should I do? What should I pray so that the Lord will heal me?
我们弟兄那时候只有一个想一个事情。
But our brother only had one thing on his mind.
工作没有完成。
The work is not finished.
我去见主。
If I go see the Lord,
对不起主。
Then I let my Lord down.
我们的弟兄只有一个认定。
Our brother only had one acknowledgement.
单要侍奉他。
Just serve the Lord alone.
弟兄姊妹，这是不是也是你的认定？
Brothers and sisters, is this also what you acknowledge?
是不是你心里面夺不去的一个认定？
Is this an acknowledgement that cannot be removed from your life?
我们是身上有很多问题。
Indeed, there are many problems in our life.
我们是有很多缺乏跟软弱。
There are many things lacking. There are many weaknesses in our life.
但这是不是你的认定？
But are you acknowledging these things?
是不是你一切所行事上的认定？
Is this all that you acknowledge?
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
吸引我们。
Draw us.
主的话说，你要认定我。
The word of the Lord tells us acknowledge him.
特别在震动跟不明的时候。
Especially in times of uncertainty, in times of shaking.
因为我们认定什么，决定我们道路，决定我们的行走。
Because what we acknowledge determines our way and determines how we walk.
主的话说只有一个认定。
The word of the Lord tells us only one thing you acknowledge.
没有两个认定。
There's no two acknowledgments.
就是认定他。
Acknowledge him.
认定他口中所出的一切话。
Acknowledge all the words that proceed from the mouth of God.
认定这位生命的主。
Acknowledge the Lord of life.
认定我单要侍奉他。
Acknowledge that I will serve him alone.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主耶稣，愿这些话带我们回到你的面前。
Dear Lord, may you use these words to bring us back before you.
你是我们一切问题的解答，你是那个活水的泉源。
You are the answer to all our questions. You are the fountain of living waters.
所以主啊，让我们回到你的面前，我们渴慕要遇见你。
So Lord, we come before you, have a desire to meet you.
帮助我们有强烈的心愿，我们要在一切所行的事上认定你。
Help us to have a strong desire that in all things we acknowledge you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen. 我们聚会就到这里。
Our meeting will end here today.